Let's talk about Stranger Things Volume 1, Season 4, or Season 4, Volume 1. I guess what we'll start with Brenna. What is your thoughts on it? You don't have to spoil anything for anybody who may have not seen it. If you haven't seen it by now, then, I mean, it is your fault. It's been out for like
You've been warned.
Yeah, it's been out for like 3 weeks now. But what have you thought about this season? What were your favorite moments? That kind of stuff. And then we'll kind of go to Eric and or Clark, I guess we'll go next to.
Yeah. I like this season. I think I like this maybe better than the two other previous. I like that they're calling back, it feels like, to the original, like, first season, but not being too, like, cheesy or anything.
Yeah.
And I like the different subplots, too, like, the different storylines that are going on in different places.
Yeah.
I love the development of Steve and all of that. I don't think Steve's making it through these next two episodes. I'm going to throw that out there.
Wow.
I don't think
that's a big prediction.
I don't think he's making it. Judging from my thoughts, and then I saw an interview with the Duffer Brothers, and they kind of made a slip. So I don't think Steve's making it. So I just love all the moments with Steve. And yeah, I think touching on, obviously, like, mental health and all of that, you could tell they were really going into that and healing wounds.
Yeah.
I like that theme.
Kind of a whole theme for the whole season this year.
Yeah. So.
And you're a big Stranger Things fan.
Yes.
Eric, do you know this? That we saw her at the Stranger Things convention?
No.
When we went that one year?
Yes, I've met
at a distance.
I saw
her there and I said, hey, I think that was the girl that was on our show, but we were kind of way far away from each other, so I didn't want to be like, hey, and plus it was the whole Lady G thing. It made it awkward. You know what I mean? I'd be like, hey, do you remember being on the show with Lady G? And I don't want to do all that. So I just left it alone. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Plus, we're there for Chester.
Previous trauma.
Yeah, I don't want to bring up PTSD at a Stranger Things convention.
At a Stranger Things convention. Yeah. Yes.
I guess Stranger Things could happen. So overall, if you would give it a 1 to 10, what would it be for this season?
This season, I would give it an 8. I really liked it. I think they upped the horror, and it was really good.
All right. Clark. Well, see, you got to think about what's at a show. It's not just the...
They have actors.
They have actors, but it's not just the actors.
Okay.
They got the guy in the monster suit. Oh, you got to... Eric, I don't know if you heard last week's show.
Don't egg him on.
Oh, yeah, it's true. All right. What did you think of it? You're completely caught up, right?
Yeah.
What did you think?
I don't like it.
1 to 10, then.
Oh.
Oh, I'm going like...
Spicy.
3.
Wow.
Wow.
That's average, though, for Clark.
Here's the deal. I think that
the short version.
I think the show was on a steady decline at the end of season 2.
Okay.
Season 3 was, I mean, just a little bit of rehashing things over and over again. But, I mean, I didn't go back and rewatch seasons 1, 2, and 3. I remember that in season 1, there was a little bit of magic to the show. I think it was fantastic. I think they do the same thing that a lot of shows do, is that, like, all right, cool, you killed the bad guy at the end of season 1. People really loved it. Well, how are we going to do it again? Well, we'll just retweak the universe a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we're doing that again in season 3. And then, like, by season 4, like, we've done so many, like, we're doing callbacks to our own show, where it was like, no, the show is great because you were doing callbacks to other
genre, you know, pop movies. Yeah.
So it's like, I'm like, I don't know. It was like, oh, it's a new monster that's, oh, it's inspired by D&D. Cool.
Yeah.
You got the new character that the other characters kind of look up to with the metalhead guy.
Mm-hmm. Eddie.
Yeah, I like him, by the way. I like that character.
Because we've the whole kind of evil structure within the whole these kids versus those kids social structure really got me kind of irked, because it reminded me of
you, your childhood.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Of hunting monsters and made fun of.
Yeah.
No, it kind of reminded me of
great movie.
That show that my sister watches that every now and then I catch.
Stand
her.
By Me?
No.
My 300-pound life?
No.
Or 600.
No, the General one with Archie and Jughead.
Andy Griffith.
Oh, Riverdale.
Riverdale.
Yeah,
Riverdale.
It was starting to kind of remind me
Baywatch.
Of that.
Oh, I can get that. And yeah, there's some Riverdale vibes to that.
Which
yeah.
I was like, at that point, I'm like, okay, like, this is really about to turn into like a teen
soap opera.
And I'm like, I'm out. So they're doing the
thing. But you like Euphoria.
Well, they're... Yeah, but Euphoria is doing that from a different
perspective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're doing it with, like, much better storytelling, much better writing, and much better acting.
Okay.
They're not doing it like 90210 style.
I got you.
But no, this one, I just really kind of felt like we're just rehashing the same story. Oh, cool. You're battling a monster in the same universe. And I don't know, man. Oh, also, I think right now, like the Kate Moss song.
Yeah.
Or Kate Bush.
Kate Bush.
Kate Bush. I'll get that right at some point. Kate Bush song is fine. It's cool.
It's a great song.
But
I listen to this about 100, no joke, 100 times. When we do the Spotify wrap up at the end of the year, this is going to be number one.
But I think what's funny is that they've kind of already scraped the bottom of the barrel for music, because now people are like, oh, Stranger Things, they want to use my song. Cool. Now they're going to jack the price up.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah, next season they're doing Walk Like Gumby by Michael Zavala.
Yeah.
So it's incredible.
I don't,
the original.
I'll be real with you. I don't think the COVID thing really helped the show.
Right.
But there being a gap so large.
Right.
But I really think it's kind of like this whole just started happening, and then they threw the characters all at it at once. I don't like how there's four different parts that we're eventually going to bring back together, because it was like, oh, cool. You know, that's it's the Who Shot JR hook.
Right.
So we're going to basically just sit around for 4 weeks or so and twiddling our thumbs, like debating what's going on.
All right.
So I
get it.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
It's not a horrible show. I'm just saying that, like, this is kind of showing that, oh, you know what? Yeah, you guys really need to get down.
We're scraping down to the metal
now. We need to wrap it up.
Yeah. We need to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Well, you know, next year is going to be the final season, or next season, whatever that is. So season 5. All right, Eric, what did you think? Eric had some thoughts.
So I think that I would have enjoyed this season more if I wasn't such a big horror fan already.
Right.
Because they took a lot of elements from the OG horror writers and also movies. You know, one being Stephen King, It. If you ever seen that or read the books, his power is kind of similar to what Vecna does as well. Because he plays on people's like fears and things like that. And, you know, places them into like a... another reality, and plays on those fears and makes them look real, but they're not really real, but they're real to the victim. Also, you know, Robert English's, you know, character, Freddy Krueger, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, Robert England.
Right. Robert England. But, they kind of, what they did was Vecna, they kind of meshed those two like villain powers together of It and Freddy Krueger, and made Vecna's power. And, I just couldn't, when I was watching that, I just really couldn't separate my horror knowledge to say, okay, I can really like submerse myself in the Stranger Things this season, because
we got to make that a shirt.
Prior knowledge. So
about to write down horror knowledge.
He's saying horror.
He's saying horror. He's saying horror knowledge.
He can't. He just horror can't put it knowledge. Away. You know?
Yeah. I want to like. Yeah. Is that would be and weird if you're like callback. I'm just preoccupied with your knowledge of whores.
Yeah, his whore knowledge.
Yeah, horror. Like, yeah. Are you a whore expert, or
give him a break? He's got the monkeypox.
Yeah,
we're gonna make that a shirt.
But
though.
Like, yeah, and then also the I don't know. It was like a lot of callbacks to like different things. So like the house where, you know, Vecna's parents. Or whoops, you might want to scratch that. So the
that's fine. If they haven't seen it at this point already, it's your own fault.
Right, exactly. So the house where I guess like Robert England's. You know, family was in, like the outside actually is playing a tribute to Stephen King's It, the house on Niebolt Street, if you ever seen that as well. The outside, but the inside, my boyfriend told me, Kirby, he goes, okay, so the inside
Pride,
looks like,
yeah,
he goes, but the inside looks like Murder House from American Horror Story season 1. And I'm all like, I don't know what's going on here. Yeah. So also the callback to Hannibal, whenever Nancy goes and sees Robert England's character as
silence,
well.
Silence, so, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just thinking, like, there's a lot. They're doing, I don't know if they're recycling things or, I mean, paying tribute and putting it, a stamp on it, like Stephen King. I mean, Stranger Things. I really couldn't get into it. The only thing that I did love about this season was Max's, you know, scene with Vecna that, like, saved it. For me, like, that erased all the other things that I was thinking about, you know, the callbacks and the recycled material from previous horror, you know, stories and characters. So I would have to say, you know, just because of that scene, I would have to give it an 8 as well.
Okay.
That's awesome. There's always that fine line in music too, where you can hear the influence, but sometimes it just makes you want to go watch the or listen to the original. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's kind of its own thing.
I'm going to go ahead and start with my grade. I'm going to give it an 8 just because I love the franchise and I love the characters and all that. The only two things I didn't really like, number one would be, well, I'll say three. Number one would be, it was really annoying. It's like anytime they would make like a transition from one scene to the other, for like every episode, especially in the beginning, somebody closed a locker and it would be like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Or like,
they close the locker door, or they would like they would flip a page in a book.
Sounds like a Brown note.
Were they slow-moing?
Yeah, it wasn't slow-mo. It was just that sound. Like everything would just, the most important thing in that scene, but it was just really a transition to the next scene. But it would be cool if it was like a little gimmick for a couple of scenes. Mm. It happened all the time. Basketball hit the camera. You know, it was like, or like right. Somebody's walking by with like a grocery bag. And then that's the only thing that got on my nerves in the beginning, kind of distracted it. The other thing is, I agree with Clark as far as like there's so many storylines. I like how they do all connect at some point, but it's just so much to keep up with. And oh,
that,
I'm like,
actually, that'd be awesome if like two of them didn't even, like they just left connect. It like that.
Yeah, yeah, just, yeah. Then you wonder like, what happened.
Like,
then it ends up like Lost.
Yeah.
You don't know what the hell happened.
I didn't like all the storylines, but I do like how they, at the end, it kind of, there was a payoff. But the other thing, this has been my problem with the past few seasons, is that there's the cast is so big now. I think part of the charm of the show is we want to see the characters interact. We want to see Mikey and Eleven and you know, Dustin and everyone interact. But for the past couple of seasons, it starts off like half the season, they're all separated and you don't get to see that chemistry. And that's what made the show special to begin with, in my opinion. So this entire season, we haven't seen them all together. And if they are together, like, I don't even think Mikey was in the last episode or two at all. And I'm like, these are the stars of the show. I don't care about this pothead surfer dude that much. Like, he's cool, but does he have to be in every scene?
The weird one that I've kind of noticed with like the original cast is how is Will become kind of like the
say.
He's become like the redheaded stepchild.
They're just
the
like,
show.
We'll give him two lines this whole season.
I feel really bad for Noah. I actually do, because I feel like he is the one that they just kind of forget
like,
about.
Like you kind of sit there and like, this guy does nothing, so why'd we spend a whole season saving him if he brings nothing to the table?
Yeah, and we're not gonna write anything for him the next three seasons. Yeah.
And also another thing with character development, I kind of find myself not liking Eleven anymore. Like not as charismatic. Like I don't care.
By the way,
I don't care about her much.
I will say this:
like if she dies, I'm like, cool. That's what you were. Pretty much
written to do.
You died. Cool.
I get that.
Thanks for saving the world.
I will say this. My note watching this season, watching Millie Bobby Brown, I've seen her do other things, but I think Eleven is like the perfect role for her. She plays that kind of innocent.
She's going to do anything after this? Do you think?
Oh, she's been acting. She's got a lot of stuff going on. She's in Godzilla.
She's got quite a bit lined up.
Well, what I mean by after this, I mean, like, do you think, because there's a thing with careers.
Oh,
you're you catch it while it's hot. Well, do you think this is going
Clark to know about that?
Yeah.
Oh no. But do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think she's gonna be fine.
But what about the other people? Because there's been a few like acting chops in that. I'm like, I think
Ben's great.
I think Finn and Millie are the only two.
I don't think anybody else is really gonna do much after that. Mm-hmm. I hope that Gaten has a great career, but I don't know if it's going to be on screen. It might be. He might go back to doing theater. Like Broadway and theater and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But Finn and Millie, I think, are fine, in my opinion. And Brennis.
Michael.
She said that same thing. Yeah.
What did you think about, so like, you know how in season one, Eleven was like, couldn't speak any English, like one word at a time. But then like in this season, like in her flashbacks, whatever, she speaks perfect English and knows every sentence and everything like that.
Yeah. She's like four. Like,
what happened here?
Yeah. Dad, I don't want to go outside, Papa.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, she couldn't say like waffles for, you know, the entire first season.